Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
All right, time for a little Your Guess Is As Good As Mine. It's an easy game to play. We get a contestant on the line. You pick from one of two categories, and then see how many you can get right in said category before three strikes and you're out. Steve, who is our contestant, ready to play Your Guess Is As Good As Mine.
Hello, Dave. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bichuelas.
Hola.
Dave, welcome to the program, and Your Guess Is As Good As Mine. All right, Dave, your categories today. We have 10 Major League ballparks that you need to visit. Now, Dave, I'll tell you what we'll do here. As far as the category goes, we had a hard time early on in the show just coming up with the name of whatever the new ballpark is down in San Francisco. Not new, but newly named.
Yeah, someone texted in, it's okay. Oracle Park.
It used to be AT&T Park.
Yeah.
If you just give me the team and that stadium, you'll be close enough.
Yeah, that works.
Now, don't guess the Cubs without saying Wrigley Field. I mean, there's certain ones there I'm not going to give you a pass on. But it's 10 Major League ballparks that every fan needs to visit. And then, Dave, the other... Other category is Americans' favorite 10 hot sauces. And they're basically broken down, believe it or not, more geographically than not. You don't have to worry about that. All you need, Dave, are the 10 favorite hot sauces in the United States. So do you want to go ballparks or do you want to go hot sauce?
You know, I'll go ballparks, but they change those names so often, I don't know if I'll get 10. We'll try, though.
Oh, that's why we're like, look, if you can get the team,
yeah.
You know. Like,
yeah, if you can get close. Right.
Just why didn't you explain that, Miles?
I don't know.
Just make
what
it
I was
easy
thinking.
For
yeah, because Jesus. Who knew Oracle Park? But Dave, just tell us the team, the city, and if the ballpark is on the list, we'll give it to you. Okay? If you know the ballpark, you can name it by name if you like. All right, so Dave, you know how the game is played. Try to get as many right in said category before three strikes and you're out.
Let's go with the Red Sox in Fenway Stadium.
Okay, it's on the list, Dave. And these are in no particular order, by the way. They did not rank them 1 through 10.
Fenway Park.
I know. It was killing you, wasn't it?
I couldn't let it go. Fenway Stadium. Like, no. Yeah. What number was that, Miles?
They're not numbered. Okay. These are just 10 in no particular order. Okay?
Just to be fair, are there any ball clubs that play in a stadium? Or are they all parks, fields?
I think Yankee Stadium.
Yankee Stadium.
That's
all right,
it,
fair
right?
Call, fair call.
They say
that
Fenway.
Was my next guess.
Is a nostalgia bomb. You feel like you're right on top of the action. It has the most unique outfield fence setup in all of Major League Baseball, and the fans are passionate. Fenway Park is a bucket list item for any baseball fan, and I have not yet gone there. So.
I've been there a few times. Great place to see a game. The seats absolutely suck.
Okay.
That's what I've heard, but I have not been. Yeah.
All right, Dave, 1 for 1 with Fenway Park. What's your next guess?
We'll go Yankee Stadium.
Yankee Stadium. Believe it or not, the brand new Yankee Stadium... Not on the list as far as a must-see ballpark.
I can believe that.
Because it's the new one.
It's new and it's not
so,
right.
The way you worded that, does that mean that the old Yankee Stadium may be on there?
No.
It can now. It's gone.
We're suggesting why Yankee Stadium isn't on there. I did go to Yankee Stadium, the old one, last year it was around.
And the new one yet?
No.
Okay. All right. Okay, Dave, you've got one.
Go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
Go ahead, Dave.
Let's go Orioles. Royal Park?
Oriole Park at Camden Yards. That is on the list.
Absolutely.
The 60s, 70s, and 80s gave us cookie-cutter ballparks, they say, decided to fit in as many people as possible, and typically two sport parks.
Mm-hmm.
Inner Oriole Park at Camden Yards, opening in 1992, it kicked off basically a ballpark renaissance in Major League Baseball.
It absolutely did.
Honoring past legendary parks while embracing the future. It's a shrine to baseball in the way, and many consider it to be the best park in the league. All right, you got two, Dave. You got Fenway and Oriole Park at Camden Yards.
So, Minute Maid Park, which I think is the Devil Rays home stadium, isn't it? Home field?
Now, you're thinking Tropicana. Minute Maid's the Astros.
Oh, my bad. Tropicana is what I was thinking.
Tropicana Field.
No.
No way.
That place is a dump. Yes, it doesn't even have a roof, Dave. Right now.
I know. There's a reason they're not playing there this year.
I mean, it's literally considered like one of the worst stadiums.
Uh-huh.
All right, let's go St. Louis Stadium right there by the Arch.
That's on the list, Busch Stadium. Want to go to a ballpark with great scenery and knowledgeable fans? Busch Stadium, the place to go. You won't find better fans in all of baseball. They say in the Gateway Arch is in the background. Check out Ballpark Village, just outside of the stadium if you're there.
I've been there.
I've stayed at the hotel right next to that ballpark and been able to look into it, but I've never stepped foot in it.
Okay. I was at the little town that they got next to it, and I was able to see into the field, and I do want to go into that park, but I wasn't able to get in there.
Okay, Dave, you got three. You got Busch Stadium, Fenway Park, and Oriole Park at Camden Yards. There are seven stadiums left out of the 10 must-visit ballparks.
Let's go with Giants Stadium, San Francisco Giants.
All right, that's
Oracle
fair.
Park. Oracle Giant Stadium? Stadium, Oracle Park.
Oracle Park.
What are you calling that stadium? Sorry, I'm a football fan more than baseball.
We were getting that, yeah.
Shockingly not on the list.
Huh.
It really is.
I love that stadium.
I do, too.
Dude, I would have picked that one in a hot second.
Okay.
How many? Has he got two X's or three? He's done.
He's done, but...
All right, let's just go
Wrigley.
Real quickly. Let's get Wrigley out of the way.
Wrigley. That is on the list. It's not modern, though they've modernized it to some point. It's not fancy, though. It's added some amenities. But if you're looking to be transported back in time, only Fenway Park can compare with Wrigley Field on nostalgia. And again, it is a bucket list item for any sports fan.
Correct.
Dodger Stadium.
Ooh, Dodger Stadium. Bad.
Just because the Dodgers are there, not because the stadium itself.
Yep. Dodger Stadium, not on the must list.
All right, how about, is it still Petco down in San Diego? I know people like that park.
It's a great park.
Yes, it is Petco, and it is on the list.
All right.
What about T-Mobile?
Well, as far as Petco goes, the weather is almost always great in San Diego. There are a few better places to watch a baseball game. Good ballpark food, great sight lines, modern amenities make Petco Park a top option, and the fact that it's located in the Gaslamp.
They're
adding that to that. Okay, so Petco is on the list. Go ahead, Mike.
What about T-Mobile Park? I feel like we got one of the most beautiful parks in the country on this one.
T-Mobile Park is beautiful.
Damn it.
Not on the list.
Really?
Nope.
I think that's just got to be not enough people have visited.
Right.
My brother is a baseball nerd.
Yeah.
And they absolutely love that park.
Dude, it's great sight lines. It's a great park. A lot of food. It's in the right place. Yeah, there's nothing wrong with T-Mobile.
There was one I was just thinking of. I can't.
Some of these are going to shock you.
What about yours? The Pittsburgh one. PNC.
PNC Park is on the list.
Yep.
They say the Pirates are hampered by poor ownership, but PNC Park is an absolute gem of a ballpark in terms of setup, sight lines. It's close to perfect, and the city skyline is visible in the background. Many think this is the best park in Major League Baseball, and they've got a good argument, according to the article.
Okay. I mean, just because it's new, maybe Detroit?
Detroit. Not on the list.
All right.
Yep.
What about Miller Park?
Miller Park.
Got a big old slide up there. Damn it.
Mike and I are obsessed with the Midwest, so let's go Minnesota. Target Field.
Target Field is on the list here.
Nice. Right.
They say building an outdoor ballpark in Minneapolis is a bit of a risk given the early and late season weather, but Target Field, which opened in 2010, is an immaculate place for baseball. Sight lines are great. The architecture rivals any ballpark in the league, and the mild Minnesota summers.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop Early Access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Like watching a game there, pleasant. Okay, so far you guys have gotten Target Field correct. Dave got Oriole Park and Fenway Park. You've gotten PNC Park, where the Pittsburgh Pirates play. Dave also got Busch Stadium, but you guys got Petco and Wrigley. So there are one, two, three ballparks left on the list of the top 10 ballparks in Major League Baseball.
Did he run over it completely by accident and then skip it? Minute Maid Park, is that on there, or wherever the Astros are playing now?
It is not on the list.
Damn.
All right, come on, let's put on our thinking caps.
You got a ballpark at Arlington down there in Texas?
You do, but
that doesn't get great reviews all the time.
I'll give you a hint. Three of these are National League ballparks, if that helps.
Maybe City Field, where the Mets play?
City Field is on the list.
All right.
The ballpark is fine in and of itself, but if you're a ballpark food aficionado, there's no finer place to take in a game. City Field always ranks as the top of baseball in terms of ballpark food, as the options are more or less a culinary tour, they say, of the Big Apple.
What about Coors Field?
Coors Field is on the list.
Oh, all right.
They say the best summer baseball weather may be in Denver. Even though the Rockies stink, everyone loves seeing games at Coors Field. Plus, you're almost guaranteed to see 9,000 home runs.
Yeah. That's another one.
In one game.
I have seen the outside of it, but I haven't been in it.
We going east or west of the Mississippi there, Miles?
We're going east and National League.
East.
Is it the Nationals Park?
It is not the Nationals Washington. Park.
Who else All is right. over there?
Not the Atlanta?
Not Atlanta.
Okay, good.
Atlanta. The Miami Marlins?
No.
Not
way.
Miami. That's a goofy looking park.
What else is National League over there?
From the text lines, it says Citizens Bank Park in Philly.
Citizens Bank Park has proved to be a huge upgrade over Veterans Stadium and brings a classic yet modern feel. The food is similar to Citi Field in that it's really just a culinary tour of the city of Philadelphia, which they say is fantastic. Amenities are modern, but the focus is still on the baseball. It is a sensational place to watch baseball.
It's a good-looking park, man. We drove by it last summer when we were in Philly, and it really is a good-looking park. Did not see inside of it. I'm like, all right, Philly. And by the way, everything is an upgrade over Veterans Stadium. If they played in a toilet bowl, it is an upgrade over Veterans Stadium.
So, according to Garrett Carr at Bro Bible, and he visited every stadium, these are the 10 Major League ballparks you need to visit. Busch Stadium in St. Louis, Petco Park in San Diego, Wrigley Field in Chicago, and Colorado Coors Field. City Field, where the Mets play, PNC Park, where the Pirates are at, Fenway, Citizens Bank Park in Philly, Oriole Park at Camden Yards, and finally Target Field, where the Minnesota Twins play baseball. All right, coming up at 5:08, we will drink a toast with a shot of the day. You are listening to The Men's Room.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.